Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All things game, all the time. Sit back and soak it up. WJamesD.com. Now, let's get in motion. I know it's been a minute, but I'm back. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of the most diverse podcasts in the world, along with my blog. We cover a wide variety of topics from self-empowerment, business, having a wealth mindset, the dynamics between men and women, so-called positive thinking, so-called street knowledge. We also talk about progressing in life, getting the things you want, and so much more. And we do all of this through the perspective of what I call uncommon sense. It's the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that has been kept from many of you. These are the keys that will help you unlock the doors that are preventing you from achieving the level of success you want in whatever lifestyle you've chosen for yourself. So, in this podcast, this is an advanced game podcast, a very deep, somewhat obscure subject. So, let me say this before we even get started. If you have any questions about anything, as a matter of fact, any of my other blog posts, any podcasts, any of my books, audio lessons, etc., you can always email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis at gmail.com. And also, before we get started, if you have not already, I strongly urge you to sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It is a newsletter, and basically you can get discounts on future work that I do. And you also may want to do that because very soon, make this announcement, I have not set an exact date yet, but in the works is an online class that is going to focus strictly on the mentality and mindset you need to become a money maker. This is straight, authentic hustle game, and it's going to be an online class. The class is probably going to run about 3 to 4 hours. It's going to be online over Skype. I will be sending out emails to subscribers to the Uncommon Sense Advisor first, and they will have first jump at getting seats for this class. This class is going to go into the game's gray areas. I'm going to talk about marketing and advertising. I'm going to put it in real simple, plain English. We're going to cover the mindset you need to have to make money. We're going to discuss what money is and what money isn't. We are going to discuss how a hustler looks at money and how a hustler looks at life. We're going to talk about getting money. We're going to talk about positioning. We're also going to talk about the matrix. So this class, oh, you lucky people, this class is a lot of information that, honestly, I've been wanting to give for a long time, but I've waited. I've waited because, number one, a lot of questions started coming in. People just wanted to understand generally what the game was about, and that's fair. And so now that all this is out the way, we got all these blog posts, podcasts, books. Now that we have all the basics out the way, then we can go ahead and start dealing with some more advanced levels of game. And we're going to start with the hustle layer of the game. That's what this class is about. This class is excellent for you if you are kind of on the fence about getting started, having your own business, or maybe you have a regular job and just want a side hustle. It can work like that too. It's for people that are already in business and you may have hit like a plateau where you just don't feel like your business is growing. It's going to help you out there. This is also for people who are just confused by business information, like I was many, many years ago when I was studying and trying to acquire this information and reading books and buying courses. And when it was time to come to use it, it didn't have any benefit for me. Very little benefit for me. I didn't have the big picture. And that's what this class is about. I'm giving you the big picture. We're going to break it down into smaller pieces. But when you put it all together, you'll have a big picture. You will understand what you're really supposed to be doing and why you're supposed to be doing it. This is mindset training. And this will be coming soon. Like I said, I'll be sending out emails soon. Also, one last announcement. I will also, this past, I think it's 2 weeks ago now, I did a ladies game class. And for the ladies that did attend, I really appreciate you for your time, and I really hope you got benefit from that. I will now be doing something similar for the gentlemen out there. We're going to have a gentlemen's game class, and that's going to be coming up real soon. I haven't solidified a date yet. Once that is done, I will be making the announcement. This class will be free. The gentleman's game class will be free, just like the ladies' game class. It is also going to be done online over Skype. So, subscribers to the Uncommon Sense Advisor, you will be getting the first round of invites. And after that, because I do want to keep this class somewhat small, so if the class doesn't get filled up from there, then I'll go ahead and send invites out to the general public. But if that's something that you're interested in, keep up with your emails from me, because I will be sending out invites definitely before the end of the month for the gentleman's game class. And that's free. The hustle class is not free. That's way too much game, advanced level game to be given away for free. But for the gentlemen, especially of those of you that have been enjoying the Max Bible, this is a class you definitely want to get into. Because the Max Bible is solid, it's full of good information, but as always, there's other levels to it. So we're going to go deeper into sort of what works behind the scenes with all that Mac information in the Max Bible. And while we're on the subject of the Max Bible, I do want to personally thank everyone for their support of that book. That's my fourth book, and sales have been strong, and the feedback I've gotten so far has been great. So it's really comforting to know that although the majority of people out there don't really want real game anymore, there are a small group of people that do. So my hat's off to all of you, and I mean that sincerely. I really appreciate your support on that. Thank you again. Now, let's get on with the program. So, this is a very interesting topic. And to be honest, I've been waiting for someone to ask me about the game god for a long time, and no one has, so I'm just going to go ahead and throw this podcast out. In order to answer this question, though, let's first break down the concept of a game god. Players talk about, in their respective layers of the game, they talk about a god that kind of resides over different layers of game. Now, the question is, does something like this really exist? If something like this really exists, can it help you with your game? If it does exist, do you have to pray to it? Are you just like, a lot of questions come up. Because when you use the word God, that immediately triggers something in the average person's mind. So when you talk about a game God, a lot of people refer that back to the general religious concept of God. So this is advanced high level game, and I'm not trying to lose anyone. I will try my best not to. But if I do lose you, just email me and I will try to explain this stuff the best way I can. Let's go ahead and get with the question. Is there a game god? Yes, there is a game god. There's also a Mac god. There's also a pimp god, and there's also a hustle god. But there is also a god called clumsy. There's a god called ignorance. There's a god called forgetful. There's a god called broke. There's a god called undecided. Now, to the average person that's listening to this, this all probably sounds a little silly, maybe even stupid. And I get that. I know it does. But if you really want to understand it, then we need to chop up this game. Again, this is advanced. I can't give all of this to you, but I think I can lace you with enough knowledge to at least get you to have a strong grasp of the overall general perspective. Before we go in, we first need to understand, or I guess the better word would be, we need to define what we mean by the word God when it applies to the game God. So, when we're talking about the game God, in this context, this does not mean the creator of the heavens and the earth. It does not mean that there is an actual being, or spirit, or entity, or whatever name you want to ascribe. There is not this singular being that is sitting somewhere, watching you, and judging you by what you do, or by what you don't do. The game God, for lack of a better term, is a field of energy. Not all energy, but a field of a certain type of energy. I guess the easiest way to break this down would, let's think about the light spectrum, the rainbow. So when you run light through a prism, it breaks up into basically 7 main colors. And each color is a physical representation of a certain light frequency. You can also say that these frequencies represent a certain vibration. Now peep game on this. What is thought? Now careful how you answer that. Because we all have thousands upon thousands of thoughts running through our head every single day. But have you ever thought about what a thought is? So let's think about something real quick and follow me on this. Close your eyes for a moment. And from your memory, think about a person you love. It could be your mother, it could be your father, your mate. It could be one of your children. Or if you're just into yourself that much, it could even be yourself. Whatever. Now think about how this person you love, see their hair, see their eyes, see their nose, their mouth. Picture their entire face in as much detail as you can. Now imagine that they're smiling. They're smiling at you. How do they look? Keep your eyes closed for a moment. Once you've got that picture clear, just keep your eyes closed for a moment. Now, what you just did was create a moment that does not physically exist. You have just created a moment that does not physically exist. You are picturing somebody that you care about, and you're seeing them smile at you. And depending on how good your concentration is, and how good your imagination is, this could be either kind of fuzzy or it could be very clear. But still, the bottom line is you have directed your thinking, you have directed your thoughts to create an image of something that is not happening right now. I hope you follow that. Now let's go deep. They say, keep your eyes closed, they say we have 5 senses. So you have seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and touch, correct? Now, with your eyes closed, picture a lemon for a moment. Now, imagine you smelling that lemon. Can you smell the fragrance of that lemon? Now, imagine touching that lemon. Can you feel the texture of that lemon? And if you're so inclined, imagine yourself taking a big, huge bite of that lemon. Can you taste it? Is your mouth slightly watering? Can you taste the tartness of it? Now open your eyes. What you just did was use some of your senses, but they were not your physical senses. You were able to see, smell, touch, and taste without using your body, only your mind. You only used your mind. Now, consider this. Here's something that might throw a few people for a loop. How can you hear what you're thinking without using your physical ears? Let me repeat that. Let me say it another way. You can hear yourself thinking. You can hear your thoughts, but you're not using your physical sense of hearing. You have other senses. Just like when you picture the lemon, you touch the lemon, you smell the lemon. And all of this happened in your mind. These senses were triggered by your thoughts. And I'm trying to keep this simple, so just follow me. We live in a three-dimensional world, or some people might call it a three-dimensional reality. So what is three dimension? You measure dimensions at a very basic level. You measure dimensions through height, length, and breadth, or width. Okay, so you can use your five physical senses to interact with physical things. Things in third dimension. 3D objects. But there's a fourth dimension. What's the fourth dimension? The fourth dimension is the vibration of something, as some people call it. Science will tell you that nothing is actually still. If you look at a rock, although your physical eyes would say, well, that's not moving, on a molecular level, those atoms that compose that rock are actually moving. They're constantly and consistently moving. When we go to the dictionary and we define the term vibration, a common definition is something that has a tiny back and forth movement. That is the term, or I should say, excuse me, that is the definition of vibration, a tiny back and forth movement. And this is where the original game, not the new game that everybody is holding up, I'm talking about the original game. This is where the original game starts going into what people have labeled metaphysics. Metaphysics just means something beyond physical. Now, don't forget the game. The original game is very old. And it's based on human psychology, it's based on sociology, and all those concepts came from somewhere else. In my book, Revealing the Secrets of the Game, I told you that all throughout history there was, for lack of a better term, there were spiritual-minded groups that broke away to establish their own power structures. They were breaking away from tyranny, they were breaking away from oppression, and they were breaking away from control. Now, some of these groups became criminal organizations. So you have the Chinese Triad, they came from the White Lotus Society. You have the Japanese Yakuza, which came from the Bakuto and the Takiya. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing those correctly. And the Bakuto and the Takiya, they became gamblers. But they had ties to what's called Bushido, which is the warrior's code, or also plays into the code of the samurai. And it was a code for warriors. It was a code of honor. Now peep this. When you look at the current lifestyle of these organizations, one thing they both have in common are tattoos. They cover their bodies in tattoos. Like they have whole sleeves, you know, fill up both their arms with tattoos, their backs, sometimes their legs as well. Even the Russian mafia does this, by the way. So each of these tattoos is a symbol that represents something. These are symbols, and they represent something to the members of these organizations. So how did this happen? Why do we have different cultures during different time periods in the world, and they all share a similar practice? Symbols are extremely important. When you look at the golden arches, you immediately think McDonald's. When you see the Apple sign, you immediately think about the company Apple or iPhone or iPod, iPad, or whatever. And these are symbols. But there's also ancient and older symbols that still play into the psychology of the human brain still to this day. So let's kind of bring it back just a little bit. I just wanted to mention symbols to you because we're talking about fourth dimension and the power of thought and the mind. If you can use your mind to create or recreate an image, and you can also interact with that image completely in your mind, in your thought, then that means that thought itself has some type of form of power. Thoughts cannot be seen, but they can be heard by you in your own mind. So thoughts are real, and thoughts are a vibration, and these vibrations reside on what I'm just going to refer to as fourth dimension, just to keep this dialogue simple. Now, I should also say that these thoughts can literally be measured. It's no secret that scientists have and can measure thought waves or just general brain activity. So if it can be measured, then that means they have to be something. Let's get back to the main topic. So what is or who is the game god? The game god is a field of energy or vibration that exists in fourth dimension. Very important. And this is why. For those of you who have ever questioned this in your mind, this is why when some of you hear game, when somebody's giving you game, you have a reaction to it. It stirs something within you. You can hear it and understand it, even though you probably never heard it before. You're just like, well, damn, that just sounds right. Or you're just like, that's deep, that's heavy. And you really can't explain why that is. Well, I'm about to explain it to you now. So when you hear game, which is a field of energy or a series of frequencies, it speaks to you because you're already on that frequency. Imagine it's like being tuned into a radio station. Now, there are a lot of radio stations, and they all exist on different frequencies. But if you don't tune in to a specific station, you're not going to hear that specific station. You cannot hear all stations at once. You have to be tuned in to a specific station, a specific frequency. The reason many of you are attracted to the game is because you can tune in to its frequency. You can tune in to its station. So, this is some high level game right now, so peek this. Everything physical is a representation of a vibrational frequency. Everything physical contains a vibrational frequency. So, if you're attracted to and you're fascinated by certain things, there's a reason for it. Just the same way certain things don't interest you, certain things you could care less about. But your friend or your family member, they might care about something that you don't really care about at all. And vice versa, you can care about something that somebody you know doesn't really care about. And there's a reason for that. There's also a lesson. So the game god is nothing but an energy. It's a frequency of the game. It's a radio station. And I tell you all this a lot. The game cannot be defined by normal descriptive terms because the game doesn't physically exist. It exists in the thoughts of all players. Pause for a second. Think about what I just said. The game is kept alive by every single player that continues to reach out and give back to that vibrational field or that vibrational frequency. You follow that? Y'all are getting it today. Y'all are getting it today. Now, this idea of giving and receiving or feeding works with almost anything. So if you constantly say, I'm clumsy, that's where you are directing your thinking. And what does that mean? Well, it means that since you think of yourself as clumsy, you keep telling yourself that you're clumsy, you are tuning in to a radio station called Clumsy. And you will be and continue to be clumsy until you change your mind and start thinking a different way. If you're always scared of getting sick, then guess what? You're directing your thinking and tuning into the radio station called sickness or disease. You're tapping into that vibration, that radio station, and you're letting those frequencies play. And this happens because this is the way you choose to think. This is why a player considers themselves a king or a queen, someone who is above average. They're tuning into a frequency, they're tuning into a radio station. And if they're sincere with this thinking, you have to be sincere. This can't be just something that you just say. You have to be sincere. It has to mean something to you. When you're sincere with this line of thinking, you will start to become someone who is above average. You are tuning in to an entirely different radio station. This is all mental. I have an audio lesson called How to Reprogram Your Mind for Greatness, A Beginner's Guide. And in that audio lesson, I explain that you have more than one mind. So if these two minds are not in a form of cooperation, you as a person will experience confusion, you'll experience pain, indecision, a lack of confidence, clumsiness, laziness, fear, and the list goes on and on, etc., etc. There are people in very powerful positions that know in detail what I'm telling you now. And they know that if they can control how you think, they can lead you to wherever they want to lead you to. This is part of the game. That's what I call, and I don't like using these terms, but just so this is understood, and it's very simple, this is what is called the dark side of the game. The dark side of the game is thought control or mind control. It's making a person think or feel as if they're powerless. So, on the other side of that coin, we would have what's called the so-called light side of the game. What's the light side of the game? Light side of the game is self-empowerment. It's the thinking that you can be and do whatever you put your mind to, what you put your any energy into, what radio station you choose to tune into. Self-empowerment. In other words, it's pulling yourself up out of what they call the Matrix. Now, what's the Matrix? Well, in the movie The Matrix, they told you that the Matrix was a system of control. Control of what? It's control of the human mind. It's control of thinking to keep you subjugated and in a state of what you think is normal and what you think is right. So a person who thinks along these lines basically becomes nothing more than a battery that is able to constantly give energy and feed the system of the Matrix. Man, I'm giving y'all way too much game. Way too much game. Okay, so back to our original question, is there a game, God? So the answer to that question is this, or a higher level answer, or higher level understanding of that question is this. There is a game God. The game God is a field of energy that every player is drawn to and also pulls from. They can add to it as well. This is where the saying comes from, the game has to be in you, not on you. What that means is the game has to be the way you think so you can line up with this field of vibration. And you can use it for whatever you want to use it for. Remember, always remember, the game does not care how it is used. It's just there to be played, and it comes when you call it. The game itself is actually neutral. It's neutral by nature. So however a player chooses to use that energy and tap into that energy, and how a player chooses to exercise the inspiration, the ideas that come from this energy field, that's completely on the player. But they have to understand that everything returns. Everything returns, or the principle of justice, as I call it, by the way I teach the game. So all these podcasts and books and audio lessons and blog posts, they place you in this frequency. They tune you into this radio station. And it's not just me. I'm not the only player out here teaching this stuff. Let me make that clear. All I'm saying is what I produce comes from a place of a different kind of understanding, which I just call uncommon sense. And it's uncommon sense because the common person doesn't have it, and therefore they can't teach it to you. And this is because the common person have been, the way they think has been controlled. They don't know that this other radio station exists, and they're not able to tune into it. And to tune into this radio station means that you're listening to a different frequency, a different vibration, some different music. It's like going from a classical radio station and you're tuning into a R&B station. Two different types of sound or vibration or energy. That general person, a square, does not know that this other radio station exists, let alone how to think along the lines or to tune in. So they don't have that power. And this is what some people want. They don't want you to have that power. They don't want you to be self-empowered, because you start thinking for yourself. And I don't want to go down the conspiracy theory route, but it's true. It's true. So, like I said before, you can look at the game as growing up and going through school. And I've told you all this a long time ago. So in school, you have kindergarten, you have grade school, you have middle school, you have high school, then you have the university level. And once in the university, you go for your master's degree. So what I'm giving you is just a taste, of what I would consider university level game. Now, for those that know, you'll understand this podcast immediately, or at least you'll grasp the basics of it. For my players who want to improve their game, you can call on the help of the game guide. And all that means is learning game and using it, so you can have the experiences you need to develop. Let it be the way you start thinking the majority of your day. Then you'll always have that radio station on. It's much simpler than it sounds, but it's not complicated either. It's really not that complicated. It just involves a form of commitment. You need to commit to thinking along the lines you need to think for empowerment and to get yourself up out of this, for lack of a better term, kind of oppressive energy or the oppressive radio station. It's time to listen to some new music. And for those of you that are real serious, learn concentration. Put the concentration exercise in Revealing the Secrets of the Game. Learn concentration, because this will help you develop even faster, because you will start being able to focus your attention. You'll start being able to focus your thinking at will. Instead of having your mind just lead you to wherever it wants to go, you'll be able to direct it and dictate it and control it. And I gave you that game already. And I know very few people actually do that exercise, but it's so important. So I'm going to stop there. Can't give it all to you. I'm sorry. But if you have questions, just email me, wjamesdennis@gmail.com. And as always, I appreciate you all taking the time to listen. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and got something from it. I tried to keep it as simple as possible. And I will be up with you all soon with more announcements for the Gentleman's Game class and also the new Hustle class. Until next time, I'm out.